complete the area free of clutter. And those plastic storage boxes you can buy are a really good idea because magazines and papers and books can pile up and be quite a hazard for people, especially if they're going to use a mobility aid. Whereas you can have those plastic storage boxes nearby, and even if just at the end of the day you pile everything back into them, so that you know that if the person that you support, the family member, is going to be moving around at night, maybe walking through the living area, or maybe during the day, that the clutter's quite contained and is in a safe way. Also, just be aware of lamps and cords trailing across entranceways to rooms and stuff, and be thinking about how ideally we wouldn't have any cords going across rooms, or if they are, they're either taped down to the floor and everybody knows about them, but try and have your appliance or whatever you're using as close to the socket as possible. But I mean, for example, you know, if you're caring for someone and you're over in the lounge and whoever's going all over the lounge and the doorbell rings and you go off, it's worth sort of saying to the person that you're supporting or family member, right, there's a big cable across here, I'll be back in 5 minutes, and just be aware of it, because if they've got poor eyesight, they might not see the cable themselves and only find out about it if they, you know, they have to trip over it. It's better to over-communicate than under-communicate, I always think. Absolutely. Is, you know, I often think that for carers, it'll be them tripping over the magazines because they're rushing to go and give someone a cup of tea and thinking about what they're going to do for dinner. And they're the people who aren't going to be as aware of the environment and are probably moving at greater speed than the person that they're supporting or family member with another 50 things on their mind for what they've got to do that day. I think low-level storage is a really good idea because then it makes it accessible for the person you're supporting, but also for you as well, so you're not putting things in high cupboards far away.
Yes, yeah, well, look at the person you support for if you're going to be absent, whether it's at work or school, or going out for some break from what we can do to ensure the home is safe and to eliminate risk.
I think it's really important to find out about the habits of the person you support. And so, for example, if you're going out during the day, maybe you're going to work as a carer, find out how long you're going to be out for, and will that person require 2 snacks or 1 meal and 1 snack, and what would really work for them. And so, for example, if you could leave the person that you support, family member, with a table that's close to where they're going to sit, and maybe it's got a remote control, the radio, some snacks, a thermos of hot water, maybe some tea and coffee, a blanket if they, you know, decide to have a doze in the chair, pencil or pen, because of, you know, if they're doing crosswords and that sort of thing, and any medication they will need, so that that person isn't getting up and going, and you're not worried about them getting up and going into the kitchen or going into the bathroom to the medicine cabinet, or that they're able to sort of stay in quite a safer environment than, say, the kitchen or the bathroom. They can stay pretty much in the living room. And I think it will give the carers a real peace of mind that actually their mother or their grandmother or their aunt has got everything that they need while they're out at work or while they're out studying. And the other thing that is quite useful often for carers is a communication book for visitors, because carers will be at work or out during the day, and the communication book can be there. And any visitor that comes to the home can write in what's happened that day. Perhaps there's a situation, I mean, one situation where the family member would go to work first thing in the morning, and a paid carer would go in to get the person up, and they would have the first contact with that person of the day, and so they'd know whether that person had a good night's sleep, or if they took their medications, or were they reporting any pain, or, and so it was a good way for the family member to know what's gone on while they've been out of the house at work. And it's actually quite a good way of keeping everyone in touch with everybody else. And often the person that you're caring for, you know, maybe they're having 3 or 4 visitors because it's quite a busy time for them. Maybe the doctor's visiting, maybe a district nurse. They don't have to keep account of everything that everyone has said to them to do during the day, because the most pertinent things are in that communication book. And it can be on the table that you leave near to the person that you support, the family member, with all the, you know, the snacks and the thermos and the blanket and the books. The communication book can be there as a, oh yes, yes, you're here, you must remember to write the communication book. I think it's like, saves people worry and it saves a lot of time because the individual doesn't have to remember everything.